Okay, kids, let's do a quick review. Ready? All right, where did Miss Disa want to build her house? Just shout it out. You don't have to raise your hand, just shout it out. On the sand. She wanted a house on the beach. Who can blame her? That'd be great, right? That would be wonderful. But you know what? What happened when she put her house on sand? What happened? Yeah, it washed away. You can just shout it out, Haley. It's okay, right? It washed away, exactly. A storm came and it just washed away, right? But what happened when she put her house on solid rock? It stayed in one place. That's right. It was not washed away. It was solid. Now, here's a question. Why did the house fall on the sand, but it stayed standing on the rock? The rock is sturdy. The rock is solid. That's a firm foundation. Have you ever tried running on sand? It's hard, isn't it? It's hard. Why is it hard? Because sand moves. Sand shifts, right? Sand, by its nature, by its design, moves and shifts around. Sand is great for many things. It's great for sandboxes, so you can get a shovel and dig in there, bury yourself up in the sand, right? That type of thing. It is great for building sand castles with. I love building sand castles. And my favorite, it is great for putting a beach towel on, laying out, and just soaking up that sun, right? Sand is great for a lot of things. It's awesome. But sand is not really the place that you want to build something that you need to last. Try standing on sand in the ocean. Go into the ocean, try standing there and planting your feet. Or even in a lake, try doing it. What happens? Your feet start to shift because that sand is being washed away and sometimes over top of your feet, right? Because that's what sand does. And Jesus talked about the foolishness of building your house on the sand and the wisdom of building your house on a rock. And yes, at first it may seem like Jesus was giving a lecture in an architecture 101 class, but he was actually talking about a different kind of ground or foundation for building. So let's explore it. So Jesus gave a very important message or sermon once, and it was called the Sermon on the Mount. This sermon covered all sorts of things that Jesus taught us. It included the Beatitudes, or the blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the meek, blessed are the merciful, all of those. It included teachings about loving our enemies, turning the other cheek, that type of thing. It included how to pray. He taught us the Lord's Prayer during the Sermon on the Mount. It included the golden rule of treating others the way that you want to be treated, and much, much more. There was a lot of really good stuff stuffed into this one sermon. And at the very end of this message, Jesus said these words as his concluding or his final paragraph. He said, "So then, everyone who hears my words and puts them into practice is like a wise man. He builds his house on the rock. The rain comes down, the water rises, the winds blow and beat against that house, but it does not fall. It is built on the rock. But everyone who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like the foolish man. He built his house on sand. The rain comes down, the water rises, the winds blow and beat against that house, and it falls with a loud crash." Jesus said that listening to him, doing what he says, is like the wise man who built his house on the rock. Building our life on the truth of God, on Jesus, trusting in him with our hearts, and on God's word is building a foundation of truth. God is truth. God is unchanging. So if we build our lives on him, we will be able to stand firm, and we won't fall when the storms of life come into our lives. Jesus also said that not listening to him and not doing what he says is like building your house on sand. There's nothing grounding you. Truth becomes relative and confusing without God. Then storms come, sickness, war, pandemics, And our whole world is shaken, and sometimes we are unable to recover. The whole house, everything comes crumbling down around us. Quick story. My family used to own a beach cottage on Plum Island, Massachusetts, just north of Boston. And actually, my great-great-grandfather helped to build the cottage. And it was simply meant to be a small summertime cottage. Back then, that's what Plum Island was. It was mainly small summer beach cottages, cottages that weren't really meant to be permanent because they were built on the sand. And in recent years, like most coastal areas, people began to want to move there because who doesn't want to live on the beach, right? And they would move there and they would want to build bigger and bigger houses on Plum Island. And wealthy Bostonians would compete to see who could get a house with the better ocean view, who could get the house that was closer and closer to the shoreline. Of course, the problem with that is that Plum Island is a barrier island, which is basically a bar of sand that is there to protect the mainland from big storms. The landscape and the shape of the island will change over the years because it's made of sand and it's made of beach grass. And every few years, a big storm like a nor'easter or Hurricane Sandy comes along and it just completely destroys some of those giant houses. They literally get washed out into the ocean. Multi-million dollar homes just swept away. And you wonder, why? Why would you build such a huge, expensive home in a place where it's just gonna wash away to sea someday? And just like those people, building houses on the beach that wash away with the storms that come, living a life without a firm foundation of faith in Jesus Christ can cause some serious problems down the road. But if we live our lives on that foundation of Jesus, putting our trust in him, reading God's word regularly, praying to him, which is talking to him, loving God, and then going in turn and loving others, this creates a strong foundation that keeps us steady no matter what life throws our way. And that is our goal in both Route 356 and in our preschool. It's to help kids and help families to build a firm foundation of Jesus Christ in their lives so that as we grow together in Jesus, they will not be shaken with whatever life sends their way. Let's pray together. Dear God, thank you for giving us truth, for giving us love, and for giving us this firm foundation of Jesus to build our lives on. Help us to trust in Jesus with our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength so that when the storms of life, the difficulties, and the sufferings come, that we will be able to stay firmly rooted to you. It's in Jesus' name we pray, and all God's children said, Amen. Amen.